This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And don't forget Felix and the crew out there in the Bulk Mail Center, hauling the mail from the Bulk Mail Center to the post office to be delivered. And, of course, we've also got our suicide jockeys out there delivering the gasoline, so you got petrol to go to work and whatnot. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from California, IA, we've got the one and only professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's the temperature out there?
Well, earlier it was about 60 degrees, and it's still, yeah, still 60 degrees right now.
All right, well, we're down to 62 right here, and it's going down into the upper 50s right here by me, a little bit chillier to the north tonight. Temperature's going to be a little warmer, going to get a little reprieve for a couple of days, looks like, and then it's going right back up again, but it's a beautiful picture postcard weather day down here in Florida again.
Very nice.
Ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And do not forget, folks, we mentioned those two words, under God, because that is how our country was founded, because of that. Now, Kyle, we've got more information coming right now. Daryl Issa, your congressman out there in California, I don't know these years per se, but he's from California, talking about the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, and there's three of them, remember, right?
Right.
And they found 11,000 more pages they were able to extract from the laptop. And Republicans apparently now, because they do have in possession the infamous laptop, three of them, as I said, not one, Daryl Issa said that we have a laptop. In the meantime, we're investigating it. However, it is a treasure trove of information. We're going to need a special prosecutor to look into all the other allegations there about Biden's business dealings in various countries, including China. On the laptop, you ready for this?
Yep.
On the laptop is direct communication between President Joe Biden and his son, a good dive into how sick and vulnerable Hunter Biden was, and some of the things he did. Issa also said, adding that there were photos on a hard drive that allegedly showed the younger Biden's drug stash.
Wow. I mean, yes. I mean, this is, the kind of stuff, Captain, that is the undoing of whoever is caught doing this kind of stuff.
Well, it's more than undoing. Here's what could happen. If he has had direct communications, Joe Biden, with his son, and it's on that laptop with the conversations, then he's done. Because, well, I didn't know, I had no idea, wasn't it part of the, no, I wasn't told. Yeah, well, if it can be proven by these conversations that he knew, he's toast.
Well, right, because he made those emphatic statements about it. And, you know, Captain, at the time, of course, he made those statements fully believing, with high confidence, I should say, that this wasn't going to be a huge problem for him. This was not going to be really investigated. In fact, there's a group called the Media Research Center, MRC. They looked at all the different morning news shows and evening newscasts for a period of time from October 2020 through about April of 2022. They spent 25 minutes and 6 seconds combined on the Hunter Biden laptop scandal over an 18-month period. So Joe Biden knew for sure that this wasn't going to be a problem, but now it's going to become a problem because all that stuff's coming out.
Well, the New York Post story, which is what broke all of this, has stipulated that the email sourced from the laptop suggested that there was a meeting between Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Ukrainian business leaders. Days later, Tony Bobulinski, a former business associate of the Bidens, came forward with the October 2020 information and asserted that Joe Biden was the big guy referenced in the emails about proposed payout packages and equity shares in a Biden venture with a Chinese energy conglomerate in the millions of dollars.
Now, one of the important parts of this, too, Captain, is that if this had been a story about Donald Trump and his sons, or one of his sons, and you had exactly the same things happening, the same board appointments, the same income, the same emails, or this, all that same stuff. Just replace the word Biden with Trump, and the media, especially the media, would have gone after this, saying this is an unconscionable thing that has happened. This person could never be a public servant, and on and on and on it would go. Well, because it's Biden, you just see the double standard.
Well, the media is stepping in now and getting involved, but is it too little, too late? Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning. We're going to take a look at the national headlines during the break here and see if there's something that's popped up. Because news does change, and we're there when it does. So be right back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, along with the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren, as we broadcast all across the country and around the world, too. Now, I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor, my friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, some of you are awake right now because you're in some sort of pain or discomfort, and that's a shame, but I can help you. Yep, that's right, I can help you. Now, we have a product that I have been taking for 7+ years. I was in the same boat you guys were. Wasn't able to sleep at night because of the suffering that I was going on with my left foot, my ankle, my leg, swelling up, and then started to hurt and throb and all that other stuff. And it would go into my knee, go into my hip, up into my back, and up into my shoulder. It was just miserable, miserable. And you couldn't get comfortable. Well, I had to resort to taking some hardcore stuff. The doctor says, here, this will knock you out and all that. Yeah, well, it did all right. It made me dizzy in the daytime, and I couldn't have that because I needed to be aware of what it was doing. Now, I found out about Relief Factor, which is an all-natural product. And it's now part of my daily regimen. I take it every single day when I get up. The combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It does with me. And it lowers or eliminates the pain that I have every day of the year, regardless of what it is. Now, some days I can't get rid of the pain altogether with one packet. And that's okay. Because after you take the first packet, and you wait a couple hours or so, and by the way, you should take this with food. Then what you do is you take a second packet, and that's all right. And that should knock it out and make it feel a little bit better as far as the pain that you're going through and going after the swelling as well. Now, it is a 100% drug-free product, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it's made with key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So it's like taking a vitamin to help you. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can get the 3-week quick start, and it all gets started and see what happens. Best part about it is it doesn't have any of the narcotics or anything that's going to make you dependent on it, to where if you get off it, you're going to have headaches and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. It's just not going to happen. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. And I can't tell you how many thousands of people from this show have tried the product, and it's worked. And Kyle, after all you have to do is lose what?
That's exactly right. That's all you got to lose.
Pain.
That's right.
I asked you what you had to lose.
Oh, that's right. Pain. That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, that's, and we keep hearing these stories as well. And that's, I mean, from real people. That's, I mean, so it's no
You're
joke.
Seeing the emails.
Yes, exactly.
Now, Russia is pouring in more and more troops, pressing the attack in the east because they want to take control of the Donbass region. That seems to be their total forte right now. If the Ukraine can get the right kind of equipment, they could stop them. But right now, there's a lot of boot dragging, if you will, on getting the equipment to them, what they need, because they need tanks, they need offensive aircraft, and I do mean aircraft. And there's plenty of it around to give to them. It's older equipment, but guess what? It flies, it bombs, it shoots.
Well, right. We understand that there was a U.S. military aid package that's being reported having been on its way to Ukraine. But it actually included, well, we understand, 11 Soviet-designed Mi-17 attack helicopters. And then another report that we found, and we're looking to, this is coming actually from the Washington Post, reports that some other Western countries have actually sent fighter jets, or that's all that they're describing them as, to Ukraine. So obviously, Captain, those would be welcome additions, but at the same time, though, it's going to beg the question as to why the United States isn't doing more to give the Ukrainians and arm them with such things as sophisticated fighter aircraft that would really help to turn the tide in this.
Well, it's almost as if, and I hate to say this, it's almost as if our administration, our leader here in this country, does not want to see Ukraine win.
Yeah, it's stranger things have happened. I mean, this is really, really something. They constantly went on and on about how Russia was going to invade, and it was going to invade, and Russia was going to invade. And then when it happens, then they talk about the sanctions, and they try to claim a lot of credit for that, and how wonderful it all is. And, yes, of course, sanctions have been fairly effective, but nothing says get out of my country like actually arming the Ukrainians to the teeth to fight the real Russians. Yeah.
Right. Now, the other thing is former President Donald Trump's first quarter fundraising numbers are now in, and his $19 million war chest suggests he's continuing to be a hugely popular figure.
Well, he certainly is. And as we go into the ramp up to the 2022 midterms, I think it's just only going to get more intense in terms of people hearing about Donald Trump, listening to Donald Trump. What he represents, I think, is very, very important. Whether or not he turns out to be a candidate in 2024, that remains to be seen, because I think a lot of those questions really have to wait until after the midterms. You want to see what the red wave or what the red tsunami is really going to look like and how all that sort of plays out. Because a lot of different things can happen in the world between now and then. But right now, as we're heading up to the midterms, Trump is doing a lot out there. Absolutely.
Now, you got to love Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Because he had another message for the federal government yesterday. He said they're bringing the border to Joe Biden by sending the 8th busload of illegals from Texas to Washington, D.C.
Yes. Now, of course, it's being poo-pooed as a stunt, and it may very well be a stunt, but it's a very effective stunt. It's a stunt that actually brings this whole issue to the fore, and it can't really be ignored by the so-called the evening news, basically. And it's not something that Americans will say, well, this is horrible. How is this possible to happen? It actually, they want to see that the President of the United States actually understands what the concept is here of busing people around the country or delivering illegal aliens on the federal government's dime to all parts, you know, across the country, basically. Nobody knows when people are getting dropped off. And, of course, it begs the ultimate question. Why do they come across the border illegally in the first place? Why are we accommodating this? So, yeah, it's a win, I think, for Abbott.
Now, Newsmax, which is cable television, is going to be hosting a town hall with J.D. Vance and the gubernatorial candidate in Ohio, Mr. Renacci. And
yes.
And Newsmax is available online, too. You can go to Newsmax.com, and their website allows you to watch the television programs going on right there on your computer. So it's not a hard thing to do, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, in fact, it's pretty easy to do. Just go to Newsmax.com, and you'll probably find the links right there. Yeah, we understand, in fact, in Ohio, that primary is going to be May the 3rd, and then the Ohio Town Hall is actually going to be rebroadcast, we understand, on Newsmax this weekend.
Yes, and can't wait to see that, because this weekend I don't have anything scheduled in terms of gun shows or whatnot, so that's a good thing. By the way, remember the two men that were accused of impersonating federal agents?
Right, yeah.
Well, they were indicted.
Well, good.
Yep, they were accused of impersonating federal agents, and they duped the Secret. It's amazing. They duped the Secret Service.
Can you imagine, can you be a fly on the wall in the dressing gown that must have occurred as a result of that? Yeah, it's just a total embarrassment, you would think.
Well, I wouldn't want to be a fly on the wall, but I'll tell you what, I just find it remarkable that we have people that are that gullible that they'd fall for something like that.
Right. Yeah, it's something like, for lack of a better term, something you'd see in a movie or something, and you think, that's too incredible. That would never happen. But it happened.
By the way, wasn't there a television show called That's Incredible?
Yes, that's right, yeah. It was that John Davidson used to host that, so we're called.
That's incredible! All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more bottom of the hour here. And I hope you're having a great day out there doing whatever you're doing. We are getting ready here in about 15 minutes to come back with another Trucker's Highway and Byway report. And things have changed a little bit. Again, they always do from the first one to the second one. And we've got some serious weather in the Midwest right now. It's starting to get a little bit more miserable. And I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
Ukrainian officials said this week that roughly one-third of its infrastructure has been demolished by Russia's invading forces. The infrastructure minister said $100 billion in damage has been inflicted on the nation's infrastructure, but added that the bill could run as high as $500 billion when everything from homes to roads has been tallied up. The Justice Department says it will not appeal a federal district judge's ruling that ended the nation's federal mask mandate on public transit. However, it said it will defer to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Monday, a judge in Florida ended the sweeping mandate. A Justice Department spokesman called the federal mask order, quote, a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given the CDC to protect the public health, unquote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. My book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. My book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we are talking all about things going on in the news. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Now, a lot of you are going to think Mike Lindell has gone nuts when you go over to MyPillow.com to check out what I'm about to tell you. You can save up to 90% on selected items there with the promo code CAPTAIN. Don't believe me? Go check it out. Selected items over on MyPillow.com and in the radio listeners page are marked down 90%. Promo code CAPTAIN. He's way overstocked on a lot of different things. He's trying to sell it and give you a tremendous discount in the process. So go over there, check it out. There might be something there that just might trip your trigger and you might want to have it. And away you go. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. I think I have Elliot on the line from Wesley Chapel. And he called in yesterday, and he told me he'd be calling today. He had a couple things he wanted to throw out there. So here we go. Is that you, Elliot?
Yeah, good morning, Captain. Thanks for the opportunity. I'd like to run this by you and Kyle. You know, Republicans, it's okay to discuss important issues, but please knock off the bragging. Quit discussing sources and methods, ways and means to how we are being, how are we going to proceed forward. Now, did the Democrats go on radio and TV to explain their cheating plans? Hell no. Last month, I asked Republicans to carry the red, white, and blue banner of loyalty. Mitch McConnell, he worked secretly with the left. McConnell joined the Democrats criticizing President Trump for inciting the Capitol riots. McConnell voted with the Democrats for a $1 trillion infrastructure to allow Democrats to raise the debt ceiling by themselves with a simple majority. McConnell is 80 years old. President Trump have made it clear he want Mitch McConnell gone for good. He also has been accused of raising money for Rhino Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, a supporter of Susan Collins of Maine, and turncoat Mitt Romney of Utah. America, we have conservative imposters destroying the party inside out. The state of Kentucky, I want to hear from someone in Kentucky as to why people keep voting for this guy. We are in the fight of our life to restore our communities to normalcy, save our churches, not destroy them, to appease Marxist, atheist, wokers, to protect our religious institutions, to build protective barriers in protection our protecting our children and grandchildren from poisonous woke Marxist teachers, to embrace Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis and Coach Tony Dungy initiatives for our young people to assist these kids in planting their feet in rich soil. Reach for the sky. Every kid deserves a solid start in life. Thank you, Captain, for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that's very good what Ellie just put together, and I agree with 99.9% of what he said, and the only thing I might not agree with is, you know, getting rid of Mitch McConnell. Who are we going to replace him? Or what are we? Yeah, who's going to replace him? That's number one. The only thing that Mitch McConnell really did that really helped was he gave us all those judges, but could Rand Paul have done that?
Very, very good question. Nevertheless, the question remains, yeah, how do you then navigate and be efficient at getting things passed and through, which can be what can be a very, very difficult road, even when you have you know, the majority, as we see.
And we do have three affiliates in Kentucky, so you people listening to us in Kentucky tonight, if you want to chime in about Mitch McConnell and tell us why he's still your senator and who would replace him, we'd love to hear from you at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And answer the question that Ellie just put out there for all of you. Again, I do not see any reason why we couldn't primary Mitch McConnell and get a better, younger candidate with a little bit more fire, vim and vigor, because both he and his wife have been in government for, my God, what, 40 years?
Right, and I think there is sort of a new tide turning, generally speaking, for the idea of bringing in new people, you know, the old young minds, fresh ideas kind of a thing. But at the same time, though, there's going to be a real need to be able to get things done and to be able to, because the Democrats, I mean, you think that there's going to be dirty tricks in the election. Well, just wait until they lose the majority in the House and the Senate. There'll be all kinds of dirty tricks at that point.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are nuclear plants in any way connected with the green energy that AOC and her pals were talking about?
Well, in their mind, it would not be.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, their idea and attitude would be, instead of coming up with $6 billion, which is what the Biden administration has now done, in an effort to save the distressed nuclear plants, some of which are already chronologically dated out of existence. There were two of them up there in Oswego County on the lake in my fire district up there. Two of the three that were, in terms of length of time, were supposed to have been torn down and dismantled, but they're still going strong.
Well, right, yeah, and of course out here.
And that was then, this is now.
Yeah, and I think San Onofre nuclear power plant has been shut down, I think, for quite some time here in Southern California, which is not all that far away from me, just a little bit down the coast, not all that far.
Can you see it glowing in the dark?
No, but I was nearby San Onofre the other day. It's still there, but obviously there's a lot of controversy about nuclear power. But that being said, we've come a long, long way too, but it's difficult to see how that would become, for lack of a better term, accepted in a large scale. But the alternative though, Captain, that the so-called Green New Deal might bring is not about abundant energy for everybody and everything will be just fine. It's really much more about telling you how you can use energy and how much energy you might be allotted. I mean, that's really, I think, the ultimate goal of stuff like that.
Now, I think this has changed the story, but listen to this. This is on Newsmax. The feds will appeal mask ruling only if CDC insists it's still needed. Going on, the Justice Department said Tuesday it will not appeal a federal judge's decision to allow masks to be removed from public transportation. So what's going on here?
Well, I think they had extended it at least till May 3rd. But now that the judge has said this, yes, I had heard is the same thing basically that, yeah, this, if the CDC concludes that it's still necessary in the public health interest, and after they do an assessment. So they may be trying to buy themselves some time here. They don't want to run right in and challenge it. They know it's completely unpopular, but it only works for them if they continue to be able to say there's some emergency in place. So they may be buying some time to get that study, quote unquote, done so that they can come back and try something. They may just hope it blows over.
What was your first clue? Was it the people cheering on the aircraft?
Well, right. Well, and we've been told so much that the airplane air is filtered. It's very, very, it's like being in the ICU, basically. It's all so wonderful. But yet then they tell people in no uncertain terms that now you have to wear a mask. But in so many other situations in our daily life where you're coming into contact with a lot of different people in a very open way, but you don't need a mask there. But on an airplane you do. It's strange credulity for the American people to find out, is this really necessary? And it turns out it's probably not necessary from what we understand at this point.
There is a report and a picture that I have not seen showing the Russian vessel that sank, the big cruiser, the Moskva, on fire and listing.
Yeah, I have seen that as well, and it's there's some of these are dripping out, as it were, these pictures of this particular one. And they're also, I think the question was raised, too, about what really happened to the crew. Was it just easily evacuated, or did they meet their doom?
There's no way that vessel was easily evacuated.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've talked to plenty of Navy guys, and they're saying that based on the information that they heard and what they saw, that there had to be a massive loss of life on that ship. But, as usual, guess who's not saying anything?
Russia.
Exactly. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yes, some things have changed. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You remember that group?
The Ohio Players, right?
Yeah. Fire. Yep. And that was a number one song. I'm not sure they did very much music after that. I think they were one of those one-hit wonders.
I think you're right. Yeah, I don't recall many.
And that was the song right there.
Yep.
All right. Well, time for you to take it away and tell us what's going on out west with the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, as we head into Wednesday, we're expecting a new round of storms to come in through to the Pacific Northwest, especially severe thunderstorms possible along the Oregon coast, we understand. So, Richard the Marine, you might want to batten down the hatches, my friend, and be ready for that. Northern California, by the way, on Thursday, looking that it might experience some periods of heavy rain. So, once again, be advised of that. Right now, on our active weather map in terms of active rain or snow, right now, since last hour, a lot of that snow and sleet has moved. It looks like it's starting to move now east of Missoula, and then as we were reporting,
going to North Dakota.
That's right. And south of Missoula down U.S. Highway 93, Stevensville looks like it's clearing out. Hamilton still has a little bit of sleet reading there. Also dissipating, it looks like, up around Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Last hour, we had some of that going on right there. So that's looking better. We're continuing, of course, with the winter weather storm warning, especially it looks like around Reno, a little bit north and south of there. So come across I-80 as we head into the latter part of this week. Be careful because you're probably going to get snow there as well. So be careful out there.
All right, North Dakota, we got some rain up there, but we do have snow headed in that direction. If the temperature drops, then obviously we'll have a real mess up there. South Dakota looking good tonight. Nebraska, western part of Nebraska, unsettled weather conditions. It could snow there, it could rain there, it could sleet there. Don't know which. West Texas, Midland South, down to the Mexican line over to El Paso. Very dry. Be careful there. Up in Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota area, and that little northeastern quadrant up there towards the lake, we have snow and we have a winter storm watch going on up there. We also have a winter storm watch in the upper peninsula of Michigan, Lake Michigan, both sides. You got some winds down through there that could make life exciting. We've got some really cold temperatures, southern half of Ohio, the eastern half of West Virginia, and then over into the mountains of Virginia and the mountains of Maryland, and over in the East Coast through Washington, D.C., through North Carolina, through the mountains of North Carolina and South Carolina as well, a freeze and or frost warning through there. Also up in New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania over by Allentown and over into Connecticut and Massachusetts. We do have some lake effect snow up there from north of Oneida Lake and north to Syracuse all the way up 81 to the Canadian border. And let's not forget we also have unsettled weather conditions in the Adirondacks tonight. Could snow there, could rain there, could sleet there, because the temperature is such that it could be any one of the three. All right, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Flying J and the Pilot. Check them out. But I got a caller right here who's been waiting very patiently. It's Iron Mike. Okay, Iron Mike, what's up?
Yeah, this is a reinforcement of Elliot's call.
Yep.
On Senator McConnell.
Sure.
I used to drive back and forth through Kentucky and listen to the local stations, and for 14 months, as far away as 14 months before the Republican primary, when McConnell was running, he had a tremendous opposition locally from the people of Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And the money that he had to win was unprecedented. McConnell won the money, and it was stated that money was out of state.
Okay.
Which means lobbyists.
Right.
So that's how he. That's why he retained power.
Okay, and I think his wife's name is Elaine Chao, and she's been in the administrations several times, different presidents.
But Trump put President Trump put her in a very good position, but he showed no loyalty after that. So that meant that the lobbyists were working him again.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. That's it. That's what I got.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Iron Mark, and I hope you had a good time last night.
I sure did. It's nice to be around patriots.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Iron Mike, and we'll talk to you again soon. Okay. And Kyle, before we have to go here, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, and it was also good to hear from Iron Mike as well. But you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you'll be floating in your sailboat, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And now we go over to the telephone line again to pick up Denise Simon. Of course, she's with FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
A lot of great events going on last night around. Too bad that you couldn't go to them. Well, the one I was at was very busy, well attended. And we had one here in Tampa, too, I understand, that was well attended. So there you go with Mike Flynn's brother, who also was a military guy, I believe. He was also a general, but a one-star. Now, I got to ask you a question. The CDC says that they're set to challenge the judge's rule who killed the mandate, the mask mandate. However, I have another story that also talks about the CDC and the FDA that contradicts this one. What's going on there?
Interestingly enough, the judge that struck down the mask mandate actually went back and read the one particular law that CDC was reliant on that was advising the White House on the mask mandate. And the way the law was described, it was the basis of her decision because of complete government overreach and misreading or misapplying that particular law.
Right.
And that was the basis of her decision. And Jen Psaki was asked about the judge's decision in a White House press briefing, and she said that the White House was very disappointed in the judge's ruling, which set the stage that they were going to appeal it. And so in the collaboration between the White House and the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland made an announcement in some form late yesterday that they were going to appeal the judge's ruling. Now, I would also say that if you looked at the stock market yesterday, the stock market was, at one point that I looked at, it was up around 400 basis points. And if you looked at those stocks that were enjoying a rally, those were the ones that would have to do with what we would necessarily call discretionary spending. It was airlines, hotels, restaurants, all the things that people would necessarily go back and enjoy once again. And
you want to talk with the captain or
all right,
Denise
hold that
Simon,
thought. You're going to get cut off right there by the computer. So we'll be right back,
folks. America, Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.